Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We are still in this chapter that we should not procrastinate, postpone, delay doing good deeds. We should try and start off as soon as possible. With regard to that, we read that hadith. We'll just repeat it again to refresh it in our mind. And from where we learn that even our nafil namazes, we should not omit them, but we should try and make them all, and that way we will gain great, great rewards. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Badiru bil a'mal. Hurry up and do not postpone, do not procrastinate, do not delay in doing good things. Sab'an. Before seven things happen to you, start doing your good deeds. The first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hal tantadhiruna illa faqran munsiyan. Are you waiting till poverty overtakes you and it makes you forgetful of all things? You are so engaged and worried of earning your ruzi, fulfilling your needs, making ends meet, that you don't have time for ibadah. Your mind doesn't even go to ibadah. Or ghinan mudghiyan. Or are you waiting for that affluence, becoming rich, that makes you transgress and break the laws of Allah Ta'ala? Many a person, when money comes to him, he doesn't think of good things, but he thinks of all haram things and uses all that money in haram. O maradan mufsidan. Or are you waiting for an illness that disables you, that you can't even come to the masjid, you can't make sajda on the ground anymore? Or are you waiting for such an illness to come to you and then you want to make ibadat? Before all that happens, start with your ibadat already. O haraman mufnidan. Or are you waiting for old age that makes you senile? In old age that you even forget whether I've eaten or not, whether I've made my namaz or not, and you keep on repeating your namaz. The number of rakats you forget also. You forget whether you made one sajda or two sajdas. All that condition before that overtakes you, while you are in good health, it's not to waste your time, it's not for the futile things of this dunya, but to make Allah's ibadat and to prepare for akhirat. O Mautan Mujhizan, or are you waiting for a sudden death? Sometimes young people, small children, just suddenly death comes and overtakes them. So we must not wait for anything. Are we waiting for that old age that makes us useless? Are we waiting for a sudden death that overtakes us? Before all that happens, we should start engaging and making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Are we Dajjal? فَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَظَرُ. Or are you waiting for Dajjal? And what an evil, unseen creation that is to be. Dajjal, it has come in the hadith, that from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah, the worst calamity the ummah will face will be that of Dajjal. People won't know whether they're coming or going, what's happening. Are you waiting when Dajjal is going to come out? Then you're going to start with your ibadah. Don't wait for anything. Start now. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Start as soon as possible. And ibadat of Allah, particular, the farad is there. Our nafil namazes also. All our nafil ibadat, not only namaz, but all other nafil ibadat also. Or are you waiting for the final hour? That is, are you waiting for Qiyamah to come? Then you're going to start making your ibadah. And Qiyamah, which will be terrible and most bitter. Terrible, terrible conditions will be on the day of Qiyamah, when mountains will fly like cotton wool. People will look like mad people. Women will be aborting their children. Nobody will be in their correct mind. Are you waiting for their time to come? Then you're going to start making ibadat? No, the lesson is, don't waste time. Start now. Don't think I'm still young. Don't think I'll sort out this, then I will start. Don't think I will just finish up this work, then I will start my ibadat. No, and don't wait for other things to sort out. To sort out all those things is the ibadat of Allah. When we start, everything else will get sorted out. And if we're waiting for things to sort out, they don't sort out, and we don't even start with the ibadat of Allah. And here, ibadat of Allah doesn't mean our faraiz and that must be in place. It means the extra ibadat, the nafil ibadat, to prepare for our akhirah. Just like when we are sitting and eating, Allah has promised to feed us, to feed His entire creation. If Allah feeds us with millimil pap and dry and lumps of it, no sugar, no salt in it, just like that, that was also finished. But what we want the best of food. We want chicken and we want mutton. We want fish and we want roast. And together with that, we want all the types of chutneys also. And all the types of achars also. We don't say that leave out the achars and leave out the chutneys. We'll see that later in our life. We want it now and we demand it. So our nafil ibadat also. Why are we leaving it out there? We don't say that achar and chutneys are optional. If you want to have them, if you don't want to. There we demand it and we want it there. So just like that, our nafil ibadat also must be there. And with all the chutney and achars and the juices and the savouries, the whole meal becomes more delicious. With nafil ibadat, we will see our whole ibadat becomes much more delicious also. If a person just have to eat dry puff, just lumps of it, how will that be? But when he eats it with all these other things, how much he enjoys it. So just like that, just making the faraz is not enough. We must make all our nafil ibadat also, and then we will get the enjoyment of ibadat. Today we enjoy our food, all of us, how much we look forward and we release it. Whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch, supper, snacks in between. We want all the things and we enjoy it because we've got all the extras. And just like that, if ibadat also, we make it properly, then we will enjoy our ibadat. As we look forward to our meals and our food, we will look forward to our ibadat also. And that is when we'll get the taste of Islam. And we know what is the great enjoyment of our deen. But when we are just working on the basic core things, then we don't get that enjoyment. Allah give us proper understanding, and Allah make fadl on us, and guide us, and let us make our wealth of akhirat, which is the real wealth.